We love hip hop.
Yeah. Is that Waves?
And there's an Era bundle from, I think it's from Slate or, yeah, Era. They have a bunch of like noise, the clicker, the mouth, plosive or something.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 It's super technical when it comes to that shit, man. I use the same NS shit.
NS? Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Yeah. I want to ask y'all a question before we get started.
Yes.
Tim Hortons.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy's.
How many Tim Hortons have you gone to, or maybe your local Timmy's, where they mess up your order?
So, many times.
On average, let's say out of 10 times, I'm going to grab my ice cap.
Timmy's is famous for that.
Yeah, because this morning I ordered, and you know, I eat the pork. A bacon and egg on a home-style biscuit. That's my regular thing.
Okay.
Right? I get back a steak and egg on a home-style biscuit. But in my brain now, because I had to drive Shorty to work, so we didn't have time to turn back and me go in there and go crazy. But if I went back in there and started going crazy, like let's say I just took the sandwich and threw it across the room and stuff.
Who made this?
Would I be in my well right?
I don't think so. I think there's definitely a better way to handle it.
Listen. Listen. If I'm sick and tired of these fast food joints claiming to be fast food, and then when they do it fast, they always fuck it up. Right?
Yeah.
Why are you claiming to be a fast food joint? Why do you have drive-thrus when you're going to fuck people's orders up?
Yeah.
Or when you're going to mess their orders up, sorry.
But I feel like Tim Hortons has gotten to the point where like you just expect it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like other places, they mess up your order. You're like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
But Timmy's is like, you need to go and check your order before you leave because there's a chance that they're going to mess it up.
Yeah.
Because they're probably not meant to be a quick spot. You know, or they just they're hiring people that like they don't care. They don't care to check and do their shit proper.
I've worked at a Tim Hortons, so I'm kind of on. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. I've worked a lot of fast food jobs in
here. That's why.
Yeah. But I've definitely messed up orders before. It happens. It happens.
Inside scoop.
And if someone threw the sandwich at me, I'd be pissed. You know what I'm saying? Like I might have to like hop over the counter. But the thing is, like, you have to understand, like, the quality control with these franchises is so limited because the corporation is not involved. There's a franchise owner who's trying to save as much money as possible.
Yeah.
He's hiring people where, let's be honest, maybe English is not their first language.
Yes.
Or even their second language. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes there's a barrier. No,
I didn't want to get there. But no, as long as you could take it there, thank you.
100%. We have a spokesperson for Timmy's right now, so we're good.
Dog, I was working at Tim Hortons on the beach, by the beaches. So it was on Queen Street East.
Okay.
And you know, some of these people who were like kind of tired of like the what they call like immigrant workers or whatever, they would love when they see me because I'm like, you know, Canadian and like, you know, like
Timmy's with an actual Canadian.
Yeah. Crazy. Have you ever been like outside of like if you go to certain parts of Ontario, the Tim Hortons workers are all white, bro. And it's such a trip. I'm like, no Filipinos, no Indians, like straight white people working here. Like
order's all correct.
Yeah, like
I didn't want to say it, but it's true.
They're making extra conversation, ask you about your day and stuff.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, eh? Did you get your Did you get your coffee, eh?
Did you get the oat milk or did you get the almond milk? Like they got super specific. Yeah. You go to freaking some Scarborough Tim Hortons, they'll give you whatever.
I will say this. I think Filipino Tim Hortons workers are the best. If we're going down like a hierarchy of like, you know what I'm saying? I would put them up there because I feel like they make the food good, the order, the customer service is there, they're always really nice. Like if I see a Tim Hortons with like a bunch of Filipinos, I'm like, okay, bless. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, salute to all the Timmy's workers out there, man. I just wanted to get that. Like, and listen,
Did you eat the sandwich?
I took one bite because I was like, maybe I'll get into. Here's how stupid it is. Okay, I'm like, maybe I'll get into steak and egg because you messed up my order. Like, nah, fam, that's not acceptable. That's not what I ordered. I'm not going to be like, well, maybe I'll try it. But I almost went there. I took one bite, and if I had liked it, I probably would have finished it. but that don't make it right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You didn't give me what I wanted. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I corrected the order.
I ordered a bagel belt once on a cheese bagel. It's like the same thing I order all the time. Four cheese bagel, bagel belt, whatever.
Yeah.
They gave me a cream cheese bagel.
Bruh.
I'm like, yo, what?
Did you go back?
I was already gone. It's in the bag. It's deep in the bag with other stuff.
So I'm like, deep in the bag.
You know?
Yeah, fam. That's why it's like you go back, let's say, while you're hot, while you're mad now, bro, and you start spazzing out. I don't think the other people in the Timmys are going to be like, oh, what's wrong with him? He's so wrong. Because you've experienced having the same thing happen to you, and you'd be like, he's the one who actually took the time to actually slap somebody in the face today. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. But I'm not trying to encourage any violence.
Don't throw your like incorrect sandwiches at the wrong Tim Hortons workers.
More of the story, throw it at their faces.
Don't hurt no Timmy's workers, yo.
It's right out.
I didn't know
just
what to
another lonely today. Night. Oh, that's such a good song. Are you
willing to sacrifice your life?
Let's go.
Now look who's in trouble, huh? All you hear is rumbles. She's one for you.
Let's go.
Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert.
Uh-huh.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands. The best living or dead, hands down. Let's
talk more here. Right now.
And my eyes more
red than the devil is.
And I'm about to take it to another level. Bitch, none of who you going to get. Ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and attract.
Triple double, no assist.
And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older bitch, acting like
I'm
older
shit. It's about to go down.
The same raps that gave the track pain. Bought the chain that always give me back pain. Fucking up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot nigga, but these hoes love my accent.
Cause my money ain't gonna get this straight, bitch.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Pull up in a monster.
Oh, the bomb be a gangster.
With a bad bitch that came from
Sri Lanka.
Yeah, I'm in a tanka.
The color of Willy Wonka.
You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer. Okay. First things first, I'll eat your brain.
Uh-huh.
Then I'ma start rocking
gold teeth and fangs.
Let's go.
That's what a motherfucking monster do. He a dresser from Milan, that's the monster show. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show. Young Money is the roster and a monster crow.
Pull up, pull up, pull up.
In the bank with the funny face. In the bank face, I ain't
I'm the rookie.
But my features and my shows 10 times your pay.
You love hip hop.
For a verse, no album.
You love hip hop.
Yeah, my money's so tall that my Barbie's gotta climb it. Hotter than a
Middle Eastern climate.
Find it. 20 my Tyrandotti, wine it. Wine it. Nicki, you wanna put it when I sign it. All these niggas sell one track minded.
But really, really, I don't give a F U C K. Forget Barbie. Fuck Nicki, she's fake. She on a diet, but my pocket's looking straight.
One more.
She snapped on that one.
That's one of her best verses right there.
She snapped on that one.
We're going to start this off.
Shout out Daft Punk for that sample.
We got to do this.
I've been blowing through the money like a grown cheese. I've been fucking on a French bitch.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
I just put them on a jet, now they all Italian. Way I'm dressed until I've been to $1,000. This bitch lie by getting shots, but she's still a stallion.
Uh-huh.
She don't even get a joke, but she's still smiling. Every night, late night, like I'm Jimmy Fallon. Crow shoot from anywhere like you Ray Allen. Cody, turn me up. Cody, turn me up.
Damn, Cody, turn me up. Glasses are fogging up, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. I had to play a few songs just to get us started. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know what to start with today, but we here. We are Buck is the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Little Bit Sweat Rick, aka No Viral This Week, aka We Back at It, man. Episode 440. We over here at Utopia Records Studio. No Dusty Wallace this week. Big salute to Dusty Wallace. He's got actually happy birthday to his daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Let me give happy birthday.
More life
to his daughter right here, man. Hold on, air horns. Yeah, man, he'll be back next week, but he's doing daddy duties. He's doing, you know, big man things. You know what I'm saying? However, we got DJ Czar in the motherfucking building.
Let's go back again.
He's back.
You know what I'm saying? Friday decided he needed a little more diversity on the podcast. Yeah. So I'm meeting that diversity quota of Middle Eastern. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But shout out Friday. Shout out B3 Utopia Records. We love hip hop. Glad to be back.
Yes, sir.
It's an equal opportunity over here. and you know, as usual, B3 and with B3, talk to us, because I know you're on 2 hours of sleep.
Yo, I'm so tired, man, but I'm here. B3 is on the cut, man.
Yeah, man. If we might not get as much from B3 this week, let him get his rest, but you know, he'll be chiming in on a couple topics.
I'm a show face soon. I'm gonna stop being the voice eventually. Yeah. So I'll make my way over there soon.
Yes, you see the face reveal.
B3 is gonna be in and out of consciousness this episode.
Yo, I'm back here because I barely get any sleep because of sessions and stuff, so I'd rather not be on camera like dozing off and
yeah. For one thing, a lot of people don't know about B3, or maybe y'all are learning over time, like, man is an accomplished studio engineer. He's producer, always working, fam. Like, we'll be leaving him like wrapping up from a pod and there's people coming in.
Yeah. Sometimes there's people already here prior to you showing up, and it's like,
yeah.
But yo, we're gonna be getting a new spot, you know. Our next studio is opening up this year. Our next media spot is opening up this year. So the actual setup for the podcast, we're gonna be in a nice studio for it. So
yeah, man, looking forward to that.
Yeah,
yeah, man. But yeah, man, salute to you guys. We're back in the building over here. Before I get into it, I also want to give a big salute to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club. That's the sign that you see right behind us over here. They got delivery all over the GTA of that loud. Okay. Pens, extracts, edibles, all types of good stuff. All right. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada. Use the code WeLoveHipHop and they'll give you a discount on anything on your menu or on their menu. Also, big salute to Steamin' Hot Grabba. Hit them up on their Instagram page if you need that grabba. Steamin' Hot Grabba.
The hottest.
Okay. They got so many different flavors of grabbas and ways that you could like dispense the grabba and stuff like that. So once again, hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba. And one more, I want to give a big thanks to Mucho Cuadro for the care package. They gave me a little care package the other day. Salute to Mucho Cuadro. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Mucho Cuadro, and let them know that the We Love Hip Hop Boys sent you. They got some pretty good piff over there. As far as the topics though, or before we get into topics, what's been going on with you, DJ Czar?
Still building the studio. I've been seeing B3 a lot. He's been giving me some advice, and you think you have enough and you're like, oh, I got to order like more foam, or I got to order more of this, more cables. So
that's the thing, man. When you get a studio, you're like, oh, I want to buy all the toys. I want to get everything. I want to make it look like a spaceship in here.
Yeah. Yeah. And all of a sudden it's like, I don't even want to link up with people anymore, cause I'm like, that's money I could be putting towards the studio. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. Besides that, actually I was going to tell you, so I haven't really done too much promotion for it yet, but I mean, technically, I have a song out with Chromas.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I do. Yo. It's on Spotify.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Like, you as the artist with Chromas, or are you producing it?
I remixed one of her tracks, and then I messaged her, and she was cool with it.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I was probably, like, once the studio's all set up, I'm going to do
Dirty.
Yeah, dirty. I made, like, an EDM remix to
nice.
It.
Nice.
And it feels more like if you go, yeah, dirty.
I'm gonna play right now. We're audio experience.
Yeah. Out word.
Okay.
Dirty.
I wasn't ready, bro.
It's kind of hard,
alive. Holy shit, man. I feel like I want to take some ecstasy now.
Yeah, bro.
That'll go off in the club there. That'll go off.
Yeah,
the club.
So shout out DJ, Chromas. You know?
That's our DJ pack, basically. No? Like, when artists make tracks and they send it out to DJs, they ask for like the acapellas and stuff, so DJs can do this to it. No,
yeah, yeah. I mean, I really ripped the acapella. Like, I just used the
No, but now she can use that at clubs.
Yeah, that's what I saw it as a club track, because I remember I heard the song. Obviously the music video is pretty, I wouldn't say graphic, but you know, there's it's suggestive, yeah, it's, you know what
there.
I'm
it's
saying?
Pretty dirty
it's,
still.
It's sensual. It's but that hook was in my head like dirty. And I was like, yo, like I kind of like that, I guess the older EDM where it's just like anyone can kind of vibe to it. It's like gym music, you know what I'm saying? And I just made it. I started with that. The M1 house organ with the bass line, and I was like, yo, this is a banger, because I did the plush remix too.
Okay,
so I was kind of on like a remix wave, and I was like, yo, like, this is pretty good. Like, I was listening to it just like as a fan. I'm like, yo, I would actually listen to this track. So yeah, I'm gonna make some content around that, but shout out Chromaz. Shout out myself for that beat. And yeah, make sure you stream that.
I want to hear this one right here.
Shout out myself, because I made
it. You know what I'm saying?
I want to hear this one right here.
And what I don't like is if the business is true.
If the business is true,
this one did numbers.
That's 6 months. Someone's a drop.
I'm going to make it a drop.
That's crazy, man.
Yo, you're sick to my stomach, fam.
Yo, this one slaps.
We love hip hop.
Yo, this one slaps, bro.
Sick to my stomach.
We love hip hop.
Oh my god, this shit is fire.
That one slaps.
That was hot, bro. Holy shit.
I'm not gonna lie, that one's harder than the Chromaz one. Oh, that one right there needs, like, that one's a club one. Like,
yo,
that one's crazy, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Push that one on with, like, the ads and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the marketing, push that one for sure. Bro.
We did an Instagram post, Plush and I, a collab of me, like, showing the song. And mm-hmm. it has, like, over 300,000 Instagram views, a lot of shares. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
People are actually listening to the track, like, just searching it. I'm DJing a wedding in May. And they're like, you have to play that song. I'm like, you guys know this song? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was super gassed. But yeah, like, remember when we did our interview, I was like, this is like EDM kind of Toronto crossover. Yeah. Like, I realize it's probably going to be hard to like get the hip hop fan base to rock with EDM and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you kind of try to blend the worlds, like at the end of the day, like EDM is so global and universal. Like, you'll hear that stuff in Europe, you'll hear that stuff in Asia. Like,
it's not really prominent down here in Toronto.
It's not. It's so. Not.
It is, but it isn't. Because the EDM world out here is huge.
Yeah, it's
but
underground though. It's like underground. It's only if you know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Because once upon a time, I used to be a househead. I still love house music, but like, I used to be able to go to a club 6 nights a week in Toronto. Till like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., you know what I'm saying? There was Industry on Friday nights, which was a place on King Street. They had a place on Tuesday nights. They had every single night, there was a place that was playing all house music, three floors sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it was a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You go
places like Europe, and it's like, that's their main thing.
It's all house. It's all EDM. And even from a production standpoint, like, I enjoy making EDM beats. Like, I try to make trap beats. I'll send them to B3. And like, I just feel like I'm not as inspired when making trap beats, because I like old school hip hop drums.
I don't
like trap drums. I'm not like, I haven't gone behind the hi-hats, the hi-hat rolls and stuff. Like, I'm more like a melody guy. And like, I like the old school boom bap drums. I prefer that, you know? And like, all these guys now, like, they want more like that trap sound. It's even more like rage now. Like, it's like,
yeah,
it's more like yeet type beats, or like you were saying, Pusheisty. Like,
yeah, it's the times are kind of changing a little bit in terms of what people are liking now. But the EDM, if you can, like, the fact that you're mixing it with the Toronto culture, in a sense, like, it's not like a Toronto track. It's like little things that happen in Toronto, like that pop off. So like the plush thing was just the interview, and you took what she said. And just because it's like a Toronto accent that went down, like, it sounds hard on EDM.
Yeah.
Oh, respect.
Yeah.
No, respect, man,
that's a banger right there, man.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it.
You should find more clips. You know, and just like sample clips.
I might have to sample Friday.
Yeah.
You look crazy.
Suck your mom. One of those. You know, we
back.
Yo, you might drop one right there.
Oh, I'll do something with that.
Yeah.
Back with another episode. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Yeah.
That'll be the new intro.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'll do it, bro.
We love hip hop.
We love hip house, man.
Oh, hip house.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
But okay, let's get into a couple of topics that we have here because we got a bunch of stuff that's happened.
We love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer! It's become a versus. Yeah. We're in a versus world right now, fam.
Versus.
Yeah, like right now, Meg Thee Stallion, and we'll play some stuff from her.
She went off on everything.
She went crazy. She dropped this new song called Hiss. All right. In this song, and there's a lot of reaction videos to this right now, talking about all the different people that she dissed. The main people that I care about is her dissing Drake and Nicki Minaj. That's why I was playing Nicki Minaj in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. But apparently she dissed a bunch of other people too.
I didn't get the Drake diss. Like it was.
So, what, was it the fake accent?
It was thing? So.
There was more than just a fake accent.
It was so read between the lines. Like you couldn't figure it. Like I don't know. I couldn't figure it out.
So there was a couple of lines that she gave Drake. So I'll play the song here. I wonder if this is the clean
version. I just want to kick this shit off by saying fuck y'all. Oh, I ain't got to cut my name.
Definitely not the clean version.
Every time I get mentioned, one of y'all bitch ass niggas get 24 hours of attention. Damn. I'm finna get this shit off my chest and lay it to rest. Let's go.
Let's go.
We love hip hop.
And if the beat live, I feel like Mariah Carey. Got these niggas so obsessed. My pussy so famous, might get managed by Kris Jenner next. He can't move on, can't let it go. He hook nose full of that Tina Snow. And since niggas need Megan help to make money, bitch, come be my hoe. All of you bitches is wiggle on the Bible. Talking shit for a Noah could find you. I can never be judged by a bitch that was dancing, making R. Kelly go viral. Hey, I'm sexy as fuck and I'm freaky. Get whoever I want, any meanie. Why the fuck would I stay with a nigga that's weak?
That apparently might be a diss. I could never, what was the line? Something dance to let me run this line again.
It's fucking I'm freaky. Get whoever I want any meanie. Why the fuck would I stay with a nigga nose full of that Tina Snow? And since niggas need making help to make money, bitch, come be my hoe. All of you bitches is we gonna Bible. Talking shit for a Noah could find you. I can never be judged by a bitch that was dancing, making R. Kelly go viral. Hey.
Apparently that's the Joe Button line.
Oh.
I could never be judged by a bitch that's dancing, making R. Kelly go viral, because they were dancing around to R. Kelly on an episode of the Joe Button podcast.
Mm.
Okay, so that's that.
Sexy as fucking, I'm freaky. Get whoever I want, any meanie. Why the fuck would I stay with a nigga that's weak in the sheets and don't know how to please me?
Party next, Partisan Fontaine.
Get whoever I want, any meanie. Why the fuck would I stay with a that's weak in the sheets and I don't know and don't know how to please me? Who's that for?
Partisan Fontaine, her ex-boyfriend. Because remember, he recently put out a song exposing her. Right, about all of the dicks that she was taking while he was with her. And, you know, because she was apparently she slept with the baby and Tory Lanez and all that. And all this is happening and he's holding her down. So he came out with a tune. It didn't get as much attention, obviously, but it got a lot of attention. But this is her response to him. All right.
Bodies on bodies on bodies. Say he fuck Megan and now he's a topic. These niggas thinking.
Right. Bodies on bodies on bodies. Said he fucked Megan and now she the topic. Right. That's all for him.
What the value? All this free promo, I'm turning a profit. Hate when a nigga be kicked in the telling. Say he'll play up, but he in his feelings. Bet I won't give up the pussy again. Shit, I add it to his friend. These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's law.
These hoes ain't mad at Megan. They mad at Megan's law. That's a direct line for Nicki Minaj. Megan's law is a law where, and I'll pull up the definition, but it's for sex offenders, basically.
Oh, because her baby daddy or whatever.
Her husband. And baby father. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
So Megan's Law. Let's pull up Megan's Law just to give a definition.
Name for a federal law.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, required law enforcement authorities to make information available to the public regarding registered sex offenders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like publicizing. Like, yeah, because once you're a registered sex offender, you have to let people know.
Yeah,
you have to disclose.
The law was created in response to the murder of Megan Kanka.
Oh my goodness.
Right.
Well, great bar for Meg Thee Stallion. Like, your name's Megan. Like, that's a crazy bar, yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Double entendre. Don't ask me how. Holy. The problem is, but I guarantee y'all want me started. Bitch, you a pussy. Never finna check me. Every chance you get, bitch, y'all weak ass wanna dress me. Bitches swear they cheat, but the G must stand for goofy. When the fuck did all the gangsta niggas turn to groupies? Everybody wanna kick it when you ain't a threat. These niggas don't like me cause they know I'm on their neck. Y'all goofy assholes look so dumb every time y'all celebrate fake news.
Drake Mars coming out.
Using my name for likes and views. I don't give a fuck what y'all make trend. Bitch, I still win. Nigga, ain't you here? I ain't scared of dick. Any man go against me, I handle shit. I'm a Teflon Don in the courtroom. They be throwing that dirt, don't shit stick. All these little rap niggas so fraud. Xanax be they hardest bars. These niggas hate on BBL and be walking around with the same scars. Xanax be their hardest bars. These niggas walk around with BBLs. I mean, these niggas talk about BBLs, me walking around with the same scars.
The same scars, yeah. What is...
So, allegedly, they're saying that Drake got body sculpting years ago.
Like liposuction.
Liposuction. He got his abs done, all that stuff years ago. Joe Budden had his 10 diss songs, or it was literally six. That's still a lot, right? Where that was some of the things that he was trying to quote-unquote expose at the time. Right? So she's like, you talking about BBLs, you got scars too. You know what I'm saying? And then she continues. Real curvy, no edging. Niggas fight to get in my section. Don't speak on my body count if the dick ain't worth coming back for seconds. Cosplay, gangsters, fake ass accents. Post it in another nigga hood like a bad pig. I'm a big dog. Cosplay gangsters, fake ass accents, posting in another nigga hood like a bad bitch. That's a hard bar. I'm sorry.
She's going crazy.
Yeah, she's aiming for everybody there.
But that's a Drake bar too. Right?
With the cosplay gangsters?
Cosplay gangsters, fake ass accents, posting in another nigga hood like a bad bitch. Because
Drake's been known to drop a couple accents on tracks, right?
He does the different accents. People are always like,
the UK stuff.
You're UK Drake, you're Drizzy Marley when you're doing the reggae stuff, right? And then technically, because he's not from the hood, when he's posted up in videos in other people's hoods, it's fake. Because you're not from a hood.
Okay.
Right? So that's where the bar comes from, right? Like, you're posting up in every hood, nigga hood like a bad bitch.
But I feel like he's certified in those hoods because I don't know what he does. Maybe there's a donation involved. I don't know how this works. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, but like, he's certified. I get it.
Yeah. People will like
anywhere he goes. Really.
Yeah. So I don't know, but I know what she's trying to say, but just cause the man is not from that hood and he shows love to that hood. Like,
I think that one was a reach. I think that was a reach.
What about the fake accents?
She probably got him with that one a little bit, right?
A little bit of a
but
jab.
Then again, like yo, Nicki Minaj, when she's rapping, she changes her voice, right, and alters how she says her things, right? So it could be just like
just could for both of them.
Could be for the track, you know. It's not
hey, that could be one of those, what do you call it, a buckshot, where those bullets that spray out and everybody gets hit with it, right? Whoever lets it, you know, ricochet. Whatever flies, let it apply, or whatever the saying goes. Yeah. If the cap fits, wear it. You know what I'm saying?
If the shoe fits,
wear it, right? Like, if that's for Drake, no. If it's not for Drake and it's for Nicki because she does the Roman accents and all that, wear that then. But she spit the bar. She's out there.
She's going crazy. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if there's any more. Those are the main ones. Bitch can't live sensibly. Ho give views when they trying to diss me. Make one move, got a minute tizzy. Killing shit, that's why they trying to rip me. Still going hard with the odds against me. These niggas don't have fans. Oh, her flow change just went crazy.
One more, she's like, the blogs get paid to lie. Y'all think shit be broke. Y'all talk shit and be broke as fuck.
That could be Academics bar. Even though Academics isn't broke, but it also could be a Milagro bar. Y'all know who Milagro is?
Nah.
That's the girl who was popping up outside of the courtroom every single time that court let out for the Tory Lanez case, right? Chocolate, dope looking girl, right? But like, she all of a sudden just became part of our timeline because she has commentary on the Tory Lanez case. I didn't even know who she was before, but she's just a blogger. But basically, this basically set off a few things. Nicki Minaj clapped back.
Oh, what'd she say?
She dropped a post where she was playing a new song that she's going to be dropping like, I guess, where she's responding to this. And the thing is, where I'm kind of confused is, like, how do you even have these bars ready already? All right, I'm going to pull up my Instagram here. I should have opened this earlier. But, like, how do you already have bars ready, like, as if you knew that Megan Thee Stallion was coming with something? And right now we're in girl beef land right now. Actually, wait, before we get to the girl beef stuff, should Drake respond to that stuff?
Maybe in a 1-2 bar, but I don't know. Like,
should he respond?
Yeah.
You're asking? I mean, Drake responding does more for the person he's responding to than Drake. So I think Drake's kind of like strategic with that.
But when you're at a certain level, right? It's one thing, like, if the person doesn't have that much light and they're trying to throw shots at Drake so that they can get more clout. Megan Thee Stallion's a Grammy Award winning rapper at this point. Like, she's pretty famous.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, now when that person takes a shot at you, everybody knows that the shot's been taken. It's not like we need Drake to respond for people to know that the shot's been taken. It's like, are you going to respond to this, or are you going to just, you're going to take that bullying? You know what I'm saying? It's different, like, if it's little somebody that nobody knows yet and they're like, I'm not going to respond to this goof.
And it's also like, even though it's a rap like beef, she's still a woman. So I feel like that's going to change how you navigate. Like, if it was a dude who dissed him on that time, like, he might be more inclined to respond.
You're right.
But I don't know, like, if it would help him to respond, because I don't think this has tainted Drake's image at all. You know what I'm saying? If anything, it's more Nicki Minaj has to respond. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she responded. Okay. But I'm talking about Drake. And I'll play the Nicki Minaj. Actually, I'll play it now.
Hey, 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 hey. Listen to this, y'all. I watched that day. Hey, y'all. I said,
because she got shot in the foot.
Bad bitches like 6 foot. I call her Bigfoot. That bitch fell off. I said, get on your good foot.
All right. It's all
right. All right. That's the first line, I guess, to whatever she got coming. Yeah. So she's loading up. She's loading up the clip.
Yeah.
Should Drizzy be doing the same too? And you guys are saying you're saying, because she's a woman, he can't have the same energy. I don't agree. Anybody can get it.
Anyone can get it. Yeah.
You come out and you start calling me fake accents and calling me a bad bitch and, you know, BBL scars. When I come through and I get on the mic, don't be talking about, oh, it's a lady, take it easy.
No. Yeah. Now, she came at you like an MC, realistically.
She tried to take my head off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's true. But I just think it's going to affect how he navigates it a little bit. Like, it's going to, like, I don't know, like, if he goes too hard on her, like, could that be a bad look? You know what I'm saying? Like, if he makes like a back-to-back type song,
standard,
just about Meg Thee Stallion, you know what I'm saying?
That's like, too much.
That's too much. You know, so he has to drop a 1-2 bar, or maybe he might get on IG Live and be like, something about these
that's
girls.
That's double standard, like, no? Like, yeah. Just because she's a girl, she can go at everybody, but they can't have no say back.
That's the world we live in, bro.
Nah, man.
Nah, fam, it's not fair.
When it comes to
it's
rap,
it's not fair, bro. Men and women
rap,
are different.
It's evil is even ground. Everybody's equal, man.
Fair. Music is music. I agree with that.
Off the music, physical stuff, of course.
Not gonna go beat her up.
Of course. Of course. You know, if a woman hits you, you're not gonna hit back. But if a woman is barking at you, like, what's to say you can't bark back?
Okay, but have you ever had a situation where you're arguing with a woman and she's coming at you almost like on your level, like maybe with masculine energy? And if you argue with her back, all of a sudden it's like your fault.
You're a bitch.
It's always going to be like that.
But that's a double standard, because it's like she wants to argue with you. The moment you argue back, it's like, oh, like, ow. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then you look like the bad guy, but you're just matching that equal energy. That's what I'm saying. It's not. There is a double standard, but like that double standard is there for a reason. It's because we're not the same. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if you don't rebuttal, are you a wuss?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't know.
Drake does say anything, it'll be a second time.
Mm. Oh, yeah. He already mentioned her.
He argued the first shot.
Yeah, Circo Loco. So maybe he has to respond if he sent the first shot.
He said it first, bro.
So she's rebuttaling now.
And the thing is, he didn't say it. Yachty took it back. He said something about she got ash. I'll play it. It's like in the beginning of the song.
But she's still a stallion, that one, right?
Yes. Yes. We'll get past all of this intro shit. Get to the bars, Drizzy.
I've been fucking on a French bitch.
C'est la vie.
I just put them on a jet, now they all Italian. Way I'm dressed until I've been to $1,000. This bitch lie by getting shots, but she's still a stallion. She don't even get the joke, but she's still smiling.
This bitch lie about getting shot, but she's still a shot, still a stallion. She don't even get the joke, but she's still smiling. Yachty jumped out the woodworks and said, "That's not about Meg Thee Stallion. He's talking about girls getting BBL ass shots." A lot of people are like, "Yo, you're the Drake OVO lawyer, whatever." Fam, I can't defend that one right there. That sounded like a very good direct shot.
The use of the word stallion is what gave it away. He could have used a different...
And shot, like Tori, like, you know what I'm saying? She got shot and like ass shots. It's like a double entendre.
Double entendres.
You guys loving the double entendres.
Like double entendres exist.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be like, "Oh, no, it's a single entendre. I just meant the girls who want BBLs." And he didn't say it. He just said, he just left this bar and then went and left the studio. Yachty was the one, wait a minute, Drake didn't, Yachty, shut up, bro. He said he meant it. Because if Drake doubled down and said, yeah, what Yachty said, then I'd be like, okay, cool. But he didn't. Right? So you can't be mad at her for responding to the nigga.
No.
Yeah, I think he just has to drop a 1-2 bar and just leave it. But like you said, Meg Thee Stallion is a pretty established artist. It's not like he's going to put her on by mentioning her. I just seen she has 24 million monthly listeners.
That's crazy.
Crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously, she's splitting royalties with like probably her label and like other parties involved. So that's not all going into her pocket, but yeah, that's still a lot. You know what I'm saying? And she's one of the biggest female MCs in the game. So, but that's the thing, it's like, when have we seen like a male rapper and a female rapper really have like a back and forth like that?
That's a good question.
And how does that look? You know, it's like, what's the optics of that?
I'm trying to think of like, maybe Nicki Minaj might be the closest to having beef with men.
I mean, she just goes at all men though.
Yeah, she's, but like who's responded to her? Like, what guys have really went at Nicki Minaj, try to ether her?
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Besides academics, like on
his, I think she's got an aura. She's got an aura about her that if you like try to even poke at her, you're poking at a bear, and she'll mess you up. Like,
not only that, these people are very powerful.
Hey, that's what I'm saying,
right? Yeah. So you can go and make your diss song about Nicki Minaj all you want.
Defamation.
You're muted.
Blacklisted.
You're blacklisted. Yeah. You're not getting any more work in this industry. You know what I'm saying? So like, if Quentin Miller felt away because of what she did to him back in the days or what he claimed in the interview, he can't go and make a song dissing her. It's not going to get no light. No matter how true the song is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as like beef between even like mid-tier women rappers and male rappers, I don't really see it too often. I don't see guys like, "Oh, I'm going to get this bitch.
That's what I'm saying."
Wait till I get to the studio. I'm going to give her 16 bars. Oh, it happens in battle rap, obviously. Like, mm-hmm, you see people have rap battles and they talk about how stink the girl's pussy is and how many bodies she has and Ray Tay Tay. But there's no beat. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's just literally a battle rap arena. But music? Yeah. Maybe people in the comments might be able to find something that we forgot, but I don't remember anything.
I say like 2-4 bars. Maybe you could do 2-4 bars, but if you go 2-2-2 like ether on it, I don't know how the optics.
Oh, you're going too far.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a misogynist.
Yeah, but at the same time, why is she coming at him like that too? It's like it is a nuanced situation because it's like she's coming at you not like on some like girly.
No, rap. She's calling you all. Basically, she called him a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
She said he was a bad bitch. You're gonna call me a bitch? I can't call you a bitch. I can't call you a slut, hoe, whore. I can't go off.
But you can call him a bad bitch and like try to emasculate him or whatever. It's
no, because if I respond and I'm like, "This whore, this bitch, the biggest slut who fucked all these guys," and I could name the names of the guys she fucked, you sound crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It won't look good. That's what I'm saying.
You sound mad. Oh, now you mad.
Yeah. And that's when they got you, bro. And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, like a girl, if you call a girl a bitch versus when she calls you a bitch, it's like, it's weird. It's like, yes. There's two, you know what I'm saying? They're using the same word, but it like, The sting
girls,
is different.
Girls glorify that word for themselves. It's a good thing for them. It's not like, I'm a bad bitch, I'm this. Like, they actually use that in a good way. But then vice versa, it demasculates men. So.
And if men start using worse words than bitch, like if he called her a C-word. My gosh.
That's going
cancel him.
That's why he has to navigate it very strategically. Yeah. He has to do it in a way where he kind of clears his name and like maybe sends a 1-2 shot, but doesn't go too crazy where it's like, whoa, like, bro, like she's a girl. You know what I'm saying?
And she's still a victim.
That's true.
Yeah, she can just pull the victim card out. And like,
so you're going to talk about her, after I got shot like
her
that?
Her fan base is like diehard too.
Mm-hmm.
They're all diehard, like Nicki Minaj's fan base. Like
yes.
Super diehard fans.
You can say some shit and what you say can get you canceled by women, period. Yeah. Just because you're responding to the way she was going vicious at you.
Yeah.
You get just as vicious, you're canceled.
Yeah. And Drake has a huge female fan base too that I'm sure a lot of their fan bases overlap.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you got to really navigate it like politically.
It's probably harder for him because a lot of his fan base overlaps where like everybody else's fan base is overlapping to his. Mm-hmm. He's known worldwide.
Yeah, right? He's at the top. So
anybody he picks a fight with, he's going to be losing fans in certain areas where that person is, you know? So it's tricky.
You might just have to leave this alone. Stay on vacay, bro.
You know who used to beef female, I don't know female rappers, but female artists, Eminem.
Yeah.
Early 2000s, like he was going at female pop stars and it was kind of like, it was more like tongue in cheek, like comedic, but it was also like he would go disrespectfully hard, you know what I'm saying? Like
on the Kardashians for sure.
He was Kardashian, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
The thing is, the names like Christina Aguilera, they just, there was so many bars and things you could rhyme with it. You know what I'm saying?
He did it in such a jokey way that it was like consumable. You know?
Yes, it didn't seem mean. It was there were mean jokes, but it wasn't like in a mean way.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. In the one song, the We Made You.
Yeah,
he went off on Aguilera. Was it J-Lo or something?
That was Kim K. But even Christina Aguilera said something about him in an interview saying he was married.
Mm.
And then he was like, Christina Aguilera better switch me chair so I could sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst. Hear him argue over who she gave head to first. Lil B word put me on blast on MTV. You know what I'm saying?
Those are some bars.
I was snapping back in the day, bro. I liked the old Eminem, but after the re-up, like once he started getting to like Not Afraid and that era, like I wasn't really rocking with it. But before I was like, I was a big fan, you know,
but nobody took offense to those bars like that.
Yeah. Cause he did it in such a jokey way. Like,
yeah.
And they were pop stars. Like I think he even had a little beef with Lauryn Hill. Like he mentioned her in a couple bars.
Mm.
In like one of his old songs, he even dissed like Beyonce in one of his songs. Like he used to diss everyone, but that was like his brand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it didn't mean he didn't mean it.
He came up off of like the diss rap because he was doing those shows, right? Where he would pull up and it would be like MC versus MC.
The rap Olympics and stuff. Yeah.
So he came up off of like every punchline is like a way to break down the next person, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, listen, man, salute to Meg Thee Stallion. Freaking, can you put that back over there for me? Salute to Meg Thee Stallion. Hopefully, we'll get some more tracks, man. I'm waiting to put a Nicki Minaj track to see what's going on. I've really never been excited to hear a Nicki Minaj song in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Like since Monster, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
She just dropped the album.
Yeah, but I didn't go peep it, bro. I'm sorry. I'm not a barb like that.
She claims it's her best one yet. So yeah. Some nice work in there.
But I also feel like similar to male rap, female rap is very timely. Like you have a window when you're like between certain ages where you're hot. Like Nicki Minaj is already kind of like considered, I wouldn't say she's considered old, but like industry standards based on how long she's been an active rapper, you know, like she's kind of on the tail end. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, she's on legacy run. Like she doesn't even need to put out new music just based on the hits she has. Whereas Meg Thee Stallion is very current. Cardi B, current. You know what I'm saying? Who else? City Girls. I don't know what other female rappers are like super booming. There's a
Ice
few.
Spice. Ice Spice. Lotto's been doing a lot.
Yeah.
Lotto.
Lotto's going on a run.
Why are these female rappers low key like coming harder with the bars than some of these dudes, bro? No, like
last, because the dudes are
writing them.
Yeah. Was I'm it sorry. Last year?
I didn't even consider that. Yo, that might be true.
There's a bunch of men battling each other through women's voices.
Yo, the awards, was it the Grammys or Oscars or whatever? But it was Grammys, right? For music. It was all females for the most part. Like top rap tracks of the year, top rap artists of the year, new upcoming artists of the year, this and that. It was all the whole roster was all females.
Yeah.
I think
last year it was all females.
I think female rap is probably at its peak right now in terms of like quality. And also like there's always been like a female fan base for like male hip hop artists, but a lot of females want to hear female rap talking about shaking ass or setting up mans or like finessing dudes or whatever, you know, and they're supporting those female rappers, you know.
One of the biggest rappers right now is freaking Sexy Red.
Spice.
Oh, yeah.
Ice Spice and Sexy Red.
Ice Spice just won the top rap artist of the year. Type.
I don't even consider her like Sexy Red. I consider like a rapper. Ice Spice, it's like she don't really rap. You know
she
what I'm
raps.
Saying?
Yo, she raps. She got bars. She got some bars.
She got a little,
but the thing is,
she's just cute.
I think it. Yeah, that's true. But
cutie bars.
I think it's when girls stray from going talking about like pussy this, pussy that, this and that, you know, like the typical girl thing to rap about, and they start rapping stuff that guys would rap about, you know, like they start rapping like guys, then it skyrockets their stuff, like they, you know, like they change from then on.
Scarlet, there's a bunch of girls right now are popping. But yeah, man, salute to Nicki Minaj, salute to Drake, salute to Meg Thee Stallion, and like I said, we'll be waiting for more.
Yeah.
Speaking of women and who are kind of masculine, I guess. Academics is, I was listening to Academics' stream earlier this morning on the way here. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the stream is over so that I can find, exactly what some of the stuff that was going on. But he was talking about him and his ex. Okay. Mm-hmm. He said, and I say his ex, this shy glizzy girl, we've spoke about her on the podcast. You remember already B3, like we've brought her up last time where we're like, yo, he needs to leave her. Apparently he did.
Okay. There you go.
He's listening.
Yeah. He's saying he's not with her anymore. However, last night she came to his crib. He said it's about 2 weeks now that they've been broken up. Mm. Okay. He's still live right now. So I'm not going to be able to rewind to him talking about that because that was like hours ago now. Mm. But he said that she came to the crib last night. He was with two girls. So he had to call the police again. Okay.
Oh, no.
He said now it's been about 35 times that the police have been over to the crib. Like,
no. 35?
The police have to keep on coming over to his crib every single time that Shorty, like, destroys like $40,000 worth of stuff in his house the last time. He said that his mother just dropped a restraining order that she had on him or the lawsuit that she had on the girl. Cause his mom has lawsuits on the girl.
Jeez.
Okay. I bring this up to ask you guys, most toxic relationship that you guys have ever been in, and like, not the relationship, I'm talking about the breakup. Like, she will not go away. Because this is what he has. He has a girl who she will not let go of the, this is my guy. If she lets him go, it's over. Nobody's going to care about Shy Glizzy anymore. The 15 minutes is completely cut off as soon as Academics completely cuts her off. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm. So she's holding on for dear life. Mm. Has any of y'all ever had these scenarios?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Holding on for dear life? No.
Yeah. I mean, I once had it was like a 2-year relationship, but it stretched for an extra year after because that type of stuff, you know, it was like, nah, I'm not leaving. You're not leaving me. I'm not a person you leave, you know, like what? Like what? I'm not the type of girl you can just leave. Like what? Crazy, bro. And show up to my crib, knows my address and stuff. Like,
oh,
I've never had like a girl, like, pull up like that or like where I need a restraining order, but I've definitely had elements of toxicity in some of my relationships, but it's more like we block each other's numbers and now like I'm sending emails. You know what I'm saying? But we still live together, but we're blocked. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been in those situations, but there's something about a girl who wants you that bad that is a little appealing. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not gonna lie.
The toxicity.
I like a little bit, like a little bit, because it shows how much she cares. If she's willing to go that crazy, bro, if she's willing to really like,
he starts looking at himself in the mirror like, he's I'm like, that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. You feel like, damn.
After
like,
yelling at her outside, comes back in. Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes it could be manipulative where they like, they're doing that toxic stuff to evoke that reaction. So, you know, like they get their desired outcome.
Yo, yeah. Some girls will pick fights with you just because, like out of nowhere, just because they want you to rebuttal and fight back.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And when you fight back, now you're in the wrong.
Now you're in the wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But there is something to say about when you get through a toxic situation and now you guys are like in a state where you're good. It kind of brings you closer because it's almost like you went to war and now you guys are good. Like, you know, I don't know if it's trauma bonding or like what you could consider it. But I think every relationship needs to have a little, just a little bit of toxicity where like, you know, maybe she gets jealous and she's like, you're not going. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, she cares because she's jealous that I'm going to be well. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's just indifferent and it's all like flowers and rainbows and stuff, you're like, I don't know.
Like you want to leave? All right, fine.
Yeah, it's like, why aren't you jealous? I'm about to be with like 80 girls. They're like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. You're looking at the phone like, Shorty's not calling me at all?
She's not
like,
blowing up my phone? Oh, the best is when you block a girl's number and you start getting bare private calls. Because like, you know, on iPhone, if you block someone's number and they turn off their send, the send caller ID or whatever.
The key point is that he said the best.
The best. Those are the best.
He loves toxic. Those are the best. He's like, yo, the best is when they call me on unknown number. I love that shit.
Nah, the best. The best is when you hit the Gmail, bro. That to me is like when you're really sending Gmails.
So you know you made it
because you're blocked on everything, and she's responding to the Gmails. You know, but you're blocked on everything. It's like
that's real love right there.
There's something there. You know what I'm saying?
Toronto love story right there.
Yeah, bro.
The average Toronto love story.
Yo, Shorty, answer my emails.
Like, yo, everyone's been in a relationship and like either blocked the girl or had their number blocked while still together. Like it's not like you guys broke up. Just me?
It's usually like blocked for like 10 minutes or like blocked for like the day or the night, and then the next day it's like unblocked, back to normal, whatever, you know. And then it's blocked again, blocked like based off of arguments.
Me personally,
unfollowed on
in
Instagram.
The times that these things were happening to me, I don't think we had the block technology on our cell phones yet. Right? So I've woken up to like 106 missed calls.
Love.
And I'm
that's love right there.
106 calls is crazy.
I'm just waking up like, yo, that's love. 50 missed calls. No, bro. I'm like, what?
50 this missed calls. Crazy. I don't know. Maybe you should dump her, but
you don't love me enough. That's
triple 50. Digits.
No, but I've seen that like 106 and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, you just keep on just pressing over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Like it's not going to voicemail until the phone dies, right?
Yeah.
So I've had that. I've had the pop up. I could tell you guys a crazy story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is way back in the days, right? I had an ex that I'd left and she didn't want to let me go. Okay. She was very adamant about, nah, you ain't leaving. Okay. And then I recently afterwards hooked up with another shorty.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm there chilling with the shorty at my apartment one time now. Okay. And the environment is still a little toxic because, you know, the ex might pop up. So we're chilling on the couch and I can see my front door and, you know, you can see the light under the door, right?
Oh, okay.
I seen like
movement. Oh no.
Right?
She's scoping from the outside.
So I felt like, oh man, I hope Shorty's not outside.
Sniper.
Yeah. Right? And my demeanor changed, right? And my new girl's like, what's wrong, right? I start, you know, I make some lame excuse and stuff like that, right?
I saw the ops outside.
But lo and behold, now when we finally leave, and I'm talking about half an hour, 45 minutes later when we leave the apartment, lo and behold, she was there. We go to get in the elevator. The elevator door is open and Shorty pops out the elevator like a freaking evil villain, bro.
And you're with the new girl.
I'm with the new girl. Oh. New girl got flowers in her hand and stuff. Shorty knocked the flowers. crazy. But like, she was there the whole time, fam. Like, I see
she waited in the elevator.
I don't know how she did that.
Yo, she's just like, I know he's gonna pick this elevator. Is there two elevators?
There's only two elevators. Yeah, and as soon as the door opens, she's in there. I'm like,
I know he always picks this one, and I'm just gonna ride up and down the elevator until he comes in.
It was like a movie, you know, like as soon as you see her, like boom, boom. Dun, dun, dun. But yeah, that happened.
That's crazy.
But salute to academics, man. Like, pray for Ak. He was even saying at the end of the stream, pray for me. Okay, because I don't know if it's going to take a long time. I think they say, or the saying goes, it takes twice the time or half the time for the person to get over the relationship as of the time of the relationship.
Oh my goodness. So if you're in a 3-year relationship, it'll take you a year and a half to get over it.
Yeah,
basically.
Wow.
Yeah. And if it's the opposite way around, if you're in a 3-year relationship, it's going to take 6 years to get over that person. Like, if I don't know how it works, maybe people got to tell me in the comments, but like, it's either it takes half the time to get over the person or double the time.
Mm. What do you think about being friends with your exes, or being like more than cordial, like slightly friendly?
What does that mean?
Like conversations, maybe flirty. You guys grab a dinner here and there, a little bit of flirty, but you're not like full on.
That's too much.
Yeah, man.
So where do you, is it just a complete cutoff for you?
Has to be, at least for the beginning of it. Like, for like you said, like however long it takes you to move on.
Yeah.
That time period is the block period, you know? After that, by then your ex has probably found somebody else. You've probably found somebody else.
Yeah.
Or you're both in a better headspace. And then if you guys do interlude and come back together or whatever, you know, then
like
it is what it is, right? But
you got a new girl, right? Or not even a new girl. You have a girl. What's the reason to be friends with your ex unless you have kids? Like, there has to be a reason. Like, oh, we went through a bunch of shit together. Okay, we're going through a bunch of shit together right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it becomes a... You know, you have to really give a good reason why you need to still stay connected with that person. Yeah,
if they stay around, the door is always open.
Yes.
That's the problem.
That's how they see it. I feel like they kind of keep that line of communication where it's like, maybe if something doesn't work out with me, like I can revisit.
Girls
do that because girls like to have options, right?
Oh, for sure.
So it's like for a girl, like keeping a guy in their life while trying to test driving a next guy, you know, if it doesn't work with that guy, boom, what they're comfortable with is already there in the back. Yeah.
It's like you're buying a car and like, say you have like some like 99 Honda
you
Civic
pulled up with the,
it's parked up, but now you're like looking for cars, but it's like, I don't know. I still have my 99 Honda Civic.
I might go check out that next lot over there. Yeah. So let's hop back in the whip for a second, drive over and then
that's
what it is.
Oh my goodness.
Just give it one more run, you know, test that stick shift again.
But yeah, shout out my toxic queens, man.
Hit me up. From the toxic king himself.
Only hit me up if you're a toxic queen.
The emails are open.
But I will admit, like, going through a toxic relationship, it was like the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. Whereas if you find a girl who's a little more like, I guess, like stable minded, without the fluctuation of a toxic woman, it's probably better for you in terms of your stress levels, in terms of if you're trying to build something.
Because
that unpredictability of a toxic woman can break stuff. There could be property damage. There could be, you know, like there could be lawsuits. There could be so many things that could go wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Is age a thing with toxicity? Like, the older they are, the less toxic they are, because the more of life.
No, I think you can get with a woman who's in her 30s, her 40s, and she just kept being as toxic as she was when she was 20.
Yeah, still.
But do you feel like girls are naturally like, these toxic girls are naturally like that? Or normally it's like they've been through a previous relationship or maybe trauma. Maybe there's some kind of like household trauma and that becomes a part of their personality. Or do you feel like some girls are just like young and toxic and they're just like that until they're dead? You know what I'm saying?
I think there's a bit of both.
I want to add maybe a bit of both, but I think also it's social media plays a big part, and the way society is like
glorifying toxic culture
for girl and in the favor of girls, like I think that's being pushed a lot, and girls see that every day on Instagram or TikTok, whatever, and see how much power in a sense they have right? Because of that, it's given to them.
There's gifts and stuff for it.
Everything. So girls have all the power when it comes to relationships and dating and sex life in the world. So it's like with that, they're able to be toxic. Maybe to us, it seems toxic, right? Because we don't have the power, but to them, it's like normal.
Yeah. Right? So, there's social media that makes being toxic cool. And then there's some people who just, you know, have like family issues and different things that they bring with them. Their baggage is what they call it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, relationships, experiences can help. But social media is also a very big part in these days and times because it's a catchphrase. It's cool to be toxic. There's girls who are like, I'm toxic. And then like, they're just saying it. Like, how could you just say that? Like, somebody should be telling you that because of your actions. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't just be telling me that just as a badge of honor. It's not cool. You know what I'm saying?
If
you're telling me that, then maybe you should be doing something about it. Like,
Yeah. I think it goes both ways too, man. Because being toxic is something that's almost a genre. Like being rapped about. Like R&B, and like all like the sex music and love music is kind of like bouncing with toxicity. It's like it's either a good toxic or a bad toxic, but that's like the main topic for those tracks, you know?
Building off that, like I think male toxicity is also kind of like Future was like the face of male toxicity and celebrated for it. And I feel like as a dude, like you're almost expected to have a little bit of toxicity or else like you look too nice. You're soft. Like there has to be like a little edge, a little toxic edge.
And the crazy part is that's what girls chase.
Yeah.
It's the good guy versus the bad guy.
Mm. You know? It's always been a thing before social media.
Yeah.
The good guy never wins because of how social media paints the bad guy being the one that's more favored by girls. You know?
That's why you have the saying good guys finish last.
Yeah. Nice guys finish last. Yeah. And, there is like an element of toxicity that, I think us as men, you almost need to keep the spice alive to keep kind of like your girl on your toes, but like, don't do no like crazy abusive stuff. You know what I'm saying? But like showing a little jealousy, for example, is like some girls like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? They want to, they like that their man is territorial over them.
Yeah.
Or like if a girl is, some girls will dress up in like very revealing outfits. And if their man doesn't say anything, like, he respects her autonomy as like a modern woman.
You're a pussy.
Yeah, exactly. Like she's like, whoa, he didn't even say anything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he didn't even tell me to change.
Yeah,
like,
now the timer's ticking. I'm going to leave him soon.
Like
she'll go for the guy at the club that she went to go dress for.
Like, yeah. Like, who would choke her out for dressing like that.
And there's the toxicity on both sides. It's like the girl's dressing up purposely to get attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy, like, not being toxic is, or not being toxic and stopping her or whatever is
getting shunned.
Getting shunned, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then she's gonna go to the club with dressed like that on purpose to get that attention from other people. So now when somebody else gives her that attention, she's gonna go for that guy.
Yeah.
But normally the guy who gives her attention is gonna be the guy at the club who is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because he's at the club for the reason.
Yeah.
For the one reason.
Yeah.
And he'll bag her and leave her.
Mm. Yeah, man, going to a club when you're not single, it sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, clubs are for single people.
Yeah, I agree.
Clubs are for single people.
But yeah, man, pray for ACK, like I said, bro.
Yes.
Big Sluta Steepman Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steepman Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steepman Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer. But there's still more people who are moving on some really toxic ways.
Another toxic king. No, I'm joking. I want to say he's a king.
Jesus, I don't know.
My people's.
Right? Vince McMahon right now is under some serious SA allegations. Okay?
Oh my goodness.
This is not the first time that Vince McMahon has been under allegations for sexual stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this time around, they have this woman who they're saying he's trafficking her. Okay. Let's see here. Let's pull up this article, and this is courtesy of Microstart.
By the way,
no, ESPN.
This is not considered toxic. I don't consider this talk. This is like a what's above like abuse. This is almost this is like criminal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this is not like I am not endorsing. I just don't need to make that clear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So according to the article here from ESPN, it says former WWE employee filed a federal lawsuit Thursday accusing executive Vince McMahon and another former executive of sexual misconduct, including offering her to star wrestlers for sex. A 67-page lawsuit from Janelle Grant, who worked for the company's legal talent department, includes allegations that McMahon, now 78, forced her into sexual relationships in order to get and keep her job and passed around pornographic pictures and videos to other men, including WWE employees. Now,
oh my goodness.
There's like a whole list of text messages.
Oh, I seen those where it's like, I loved seeing you do this.
Yeah, you know like they're saying? Wild.
Yeah.
Now, apparently she basically had a lawsuit against him once upon a time. It says Grant is seeking unspecified monetary damages to have a court void a $3 million non-disclosure agreement, of which she alleged she received only $1 million. Okay, so she had a non-disclosure agreement with him for $3 million with Vince McMahon. He only gave her $1 million. And because of that, here we are now.
Oh, man. So if he paid that extra $2 million, it might have saved him his whole career.
This like, whole court, the 67-page or whatever lawsuit that's coming out right now.
So that begs the question, like, would she have been okay with it if it was $3 million? Like, would she just not have said anything? Like, is it or is it like she's seeking justice as a victim, or is it like, whoa, like you promised me $3 million, but you only gave me $1 million? All right, bet. You know what I'm saying?
That's where the question lies, right? Because you said you read some of those texts and stuff, yeah, right?
Super vulgar,
super crazy vulgar. I'm gonna have 10 guys do this to you, and it's gonna be squirting out of your ears and nose and all types of wild shit you're saying.
Yikes!
Or he was saying to her. However, there is one reply in out of all of those things where she's like, I'll be ready Tuesday. I'm still recovering.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like
there's a little bit of consent there.
Exactly.
But there's also that like the power difference between Vince McMahon and like one of his fighters or wrestlers.
Facts.
Is so crazy that like, I don't know, maybe she felt like she had to do it, but obviously like she could have always said no, in a sense. Like, I don't necessarily think she was physically restrained and like forced in like a, in like, I don't want to say that word because I know we're on YouTube and stuff, but mm-hmm. like the R word.
Yeah.
And that's in that sense, it's not that, but it's more like it is misconduct with your employee.
Yes.
First and foremost, like from like a HR kind of perspective. And it's super like, bro, it's super like almost evil. It's like very sexually deviant. Like you want to see this girl. He specifically requested her like have sex with a bunch of black dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Every one of her holes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like crazy shit.
It's very dark and it really begs the question, like, why are you this into like sexually deviant behavior? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, I'm reading them right here. The big black oh my god, hey yo, but why is he so comfortable to be able to send those texts?
Yeah, I'm sure he's aware that she can screenshot them.
Yeah, like he's not stupid. Like no matter how old, he's 78 years old, but he's also a 78-year-old billionaire who knows about technology. You know that if you're sending these things, you're saying paragraphs of stuff. You're saying that to somebody who's comfortable receiving these text messages.
Yeah.
This is just my opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe she's looking at the text message horrified. Who knows? But like, if you're sending these, I feel like there's some kind of environment where like you guys are comfortable talking to each other like this. You know what I'm saying? Like I heard Joe talking about earlier, the kink community, Joe Button talking about the kink community, but that's a real thing.
Yeah.
People in the kink community talk to each other like this.
Yeah. My question is, was she getting paid for each occurrence, like almost like an escort, or was
I think
it
so?
Okay, so then that's totally different because
I don't know, but I think so.
If that's the case, then that is kind of very different because you're agreeing to do it, and obviously, I don't know what the laws are around that in their specific state or right. or the federal level, but that's different than like, oh, like it's just a part of your deal as a WWE artist, wrestler. Like that, right. that's different. But if she's getting paid to do each thing, she's accepting the money and she's willingly doing the act, as nefarious as it is, I don't think legally there's a case, but he failed to uphold his contractual agreement by only providing her with a million.
Yeah. yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I think they're going to settle. I don't think he's going to go to jail. He did step down.
But he stepped down before this.
Oh, he stepped down before.
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah, yeah. That's the thing. Like TKO, the company that owns the WWE. And this is also on the heels of, remember what we were talking about off camera, the WWE getting signed to Netflix.
Yeah.
Right. And in 2025, they're going to start dropping Raw every Monday on Netflix. So expand Netflix live features and stuff like
That's
right?
huge. Yeah.
So you lock in a huge $1 billion deal or whatever the amount of money that he docking with the WWE. And then the guy who's, even if he's not in it, connected to it. We hear Vince McMahon, WWE is the first thing that pops up in our brain, not freaking the X Football League or something else.
Yeah.
It's WWE or WWF even.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So even if he hasn't worked for them for years, that's still a hit piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's true. I don't know what kind of impact it'll have on the WWE brand. Because he really is the face of that brand through all the changes, the different wrestlers that they've had, the different eras.
Yeah.
It's always been Vince McMahon. He's been a constant, you know, and maybe there'll be people who are like, well, I'm not watching WWE anymore because I don't want to support Vince McMahon and his degeneracy or whatever. Yeah,
the people who don't do all of the research, like we're podding. We do like part of our job is to do research and make sure that we're giving our opinions off of research and stuff too, right?
Mm-hmm.
For most pods, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on this pod specifically, I like to make sure that the research is done. Mm-hmm. So we are in the know of he's not with the wrestling or with TKO. And not everybody knows that shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're just like, oh, WWE? Oh, Vince McMahon? I'm not fucking with that no more. Right? They're not. Mm-hmm. Oh, I went and read an article and found out that he actually is not really. They don't care, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. My whole thing is the WWE fan base, we can assume, is predominantly male.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how many female, like what the female demographic statistics are like, but if it's consensual and she's not a victim per se, then I don't see this being that detrimental. If it was non-consensual and she is a victim, I think that could be bad because then it's like, oh, I watch WWE. It's like, whoa, like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's almost like supporting like a Harvey Weinstein or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. That needs to be figured out in this case. The consensualness of this, right? From the outside, and this is just my view from the outside, if you're going to be sending these wild text messages, it's because there's some kind of consent going on.
Yeah.
Like these are paragraphs that I'm looking at, fam.
Explicit. Like, yeah, and you're like, you're worth a billion. Like, you're definitely not risking these over like a maybe a consent. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel safe and comfortable enough to speak to her in that way. Who knows how they speak to each other in person or behind closed doors?
Exactly. One thing though, they had a non-disclosure agreement, right?
Mm.
So like, yes, I'll talk to you. Like, this is how we talk to each other. But make sure to pay me my money.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be talking like this if he ain't paid up the whole $3 million.
Yeah.
That's where he went wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He slipped. Pay up the whole $3 million and then get as dirty as you want in the text messages. Mm-hmm. But if you're not paying up the whole $3 million, then you need to shut up because then this is going to come bite you in the ass.
Yeah. You're not standing on business.
Yes.
Yeah. If you're going to go through the trouble of producing a legally binding NDA, you got to hold your side of it because then if he actually full on went with the $3 million of the NDA and then she came out with these allegations, she broke her contract and like it would be on her. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you signed this agreement that said whatever happens, happens.
And now
he
can countersue.
Yeah.
Get that money back, basically.
Yeah, for defamation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? And now it looks more like a hit piece because I paid you your NDA and you still came through and tried to put smut on my name.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But listen, I'm not even going to give Vince a salute. We'll keep our eyes on this.
No salute to Vince.
No salute to Vince, man. Did you guys see the Taylor Swift AIs?
Zubair. UTSC, UFT Scarborough, baby. I actually don't know much about the situation besides the fact that this guy apparently went to UTSC, which is the school I went to as well.
Yeah.
But it seems like some weird stuff. I don't know. What's he doing? Isn't he like AI producing naked pictures of Taylor Swift?
Yeah. Well, I went to go pull up the link that I had because I put, you know, what I usually do during the week when these things pop up, I'll put the link to whether picture, article or whatever, and then I'll just put it on the list. I just clicked the link that I put up there. It's gone.
Yeah.
Their team, Taylor Swift's team, from the time that those pictures dropped, they were on the move, scrubbing the hell out of the internet. Okay, luckily I still do have some in my hard drive.
you're a freak for that one, Freddie. I don't know.
I downloaded them for research purposes, for sure.
For podcast purposes.
Yeah, all right, fair. But
oh, it's not there.
So what did he do? Oh, they even wiped your hard drive.
No. Yo, I deleted it already.
Well, I was going to say, that's
in my phone,
crazy,
though.
Man.
That sucks.
Wait, so it is a artificially produced, manufactured image of Taylor Swift naked. Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay. There's a bunch of them, right? They're like, she's all painted in red and stuff like that. And there's one where like her tits out and it says fuck me on like written on top of her tits and stuff. Like there's one where she's straddling like a football player. They're kind of wild.
I don't know, man. We got to find new hobbies for some of these dudes, bro. Cause it's like, I can understand like, you're like, maybe he wanted to have that like infamous kind of picture, like almost like, oh, this is actually Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying? Oh, damn. That looks real, bro.
Let me download these so you can put them up on the screen.
That
properly.
Looks super real. Wait, scroll back up.
Hold on. So this is it right here.
Yo, the way he dropped his glasses, he's like, yo, wait, hold on. Let me get a zoomed in picture. There.
So there's the one on the right or the left, I mean, with her straddling, I guess, the Chiefs player.
That
she's
looks
in a
real,
locker room.
But that's not as explicit.
And then there's this one here in the seat.
Yeah, the one on the left.
Insert here.
The one on the right is mod.
The AI Taylor Swift kind of looking good, though. You know what I'm saying? A little better than the real Taylor Swift. Right? Yeah,
so apparently, like you're saying, the man's from here.
Yeah.
He's one of our own. I'm going to pull up a couple of links here. I think this is from 6buzz.
Get him on the pod.
So Swifties docs Toronto citizen. What is that? Pronounce that for me. ZV Bear,
but I think his real name is Zubair.
Zubair.
I think he's like a Somali.
Okay. this is his post here. Like, I guess this is his Instagram right here. And
oh, they put him on blast.
Yes. The Swifties don't play, fam. You came for the queen? What? They found him immediately, bro. So here's the right here.
Oh, yo, you're right.
The Swifties were not playing, fam. You could play with any other stars, but you play with Taylor Swift, they will find your house. They will find what you did when you were 4 years old. They'll go to your parents' work. Like, don't play, fam. Her and Beyonce, you don't play with those two, fam. So here he is. Zubair at
studied UFT Scarborough.
Scarborough man in the building. Oh fuck. And it says, and look, this is from what's her name here? Brother the Antique Swift.
Okay. Oh, she's cheesed.
This is still need an exact addy though. Oh, so they're
gonna
digging.
Slide. They're about to slide on Zubair.
Yes. The Toronto Swifties are on the hunt right now, fam. Right? And this is her again. Why don't you use your real face as a PR or PFP? Like,
oh my goodness.
This is angry texting or angry tweeting.
Wait,
man.
It's not his face?
I don't know.
So he's AIing himself? Yo, this guy's a genius.
And look how many views this tweet has.
Holy.
3 million views.
Damn,
the
I don't
Swifties
know.
Are more popping than us, fam.
I don't like the affiliation with Scarborough. I feel like this is bad for our brand as Scarborians, but and UFT alumni from Scarborough.
Oh,
like
no.
We got Paul Bernardo and we got this guy now, bro.
But that's what
both
he actually
of those
looks
guys
like.
Went
but
to
he's,
UTSC.
This is a W for him. He made some AI pictures. He went viral, but the Swifties are making him into a villain.
I don't know. Is this a W? Because it is still a little weird. Like you're in your room and you're like,
he's
AI Taylor
now.
Swift. Yeah, but fame, I'd say he's more like I guess infamous, yeah, but
he's
like
infamous.
I wouldn't say he's gonna get recognized and be like, oh my God, Zubair, can I get your autograph? Love what you did with that picture. Like no one's gonna, you know, like if anything, you kinda gotta watch his back, I mean, in a sense.
Yeah. He might have a weird cult like fan base that's like, yo, let's see Nicki Minaj next. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's see Ariana Grande next.
This like, could be an industry for him. And here's the thing though, like
the adult industry will definitely take this guy.
He did well. Look at these, bro. Look at this.
They're flawless. They are flawless.
These
are
great. Like they're obviously AI because Taylor Swift hasn't done these things. People, actually, let me ask you a question. Because the internet has been scrubbed. Yeah, okay,
pull that picture back up.
I'll keep the picture up on my
computer. No, you don't.
However, do you think people are out there believing this? There's a percentage of people who may believe this.
Absolutely. I think
at first sight, probably.
Like, oh my absolutely. God, those oh my are God, the just, Taylor Swift pictures.
Did I just get yes. a photo of Taylor Swift naked.
100%.
And these are the ones that I kept. There's other ones where like you can see nipple.
Yeah.
Right. So you think that the average person is looking in, not the average person, but like what percentage of people do you think are looking at that and saying, oh, this may be real?
I think at least 50%.
That much?
Yeah.
There is a shock value, and it's like a weird thing. I feel like, I don't know, humans all share, like even though a lot of people don't want to admit it, but seeing like a celebrity get into something that's like
spiraling out of control. Like,
yeah. There's like a weird, like, I don't know, hunger for it. Like people just want to search that up and want to like see it. So it's like,
100%.
I feel like, yeah, 50% is probably a good number.
You don't think that we've advanced enough in as a society where people are like the average person knows what AI is.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah.
But it's still hard to detect. And there's even like deep fakes of like people saying words with their voice. And it looks like they're actually talking, but they're not.
Yeah.
I think maybe a younger or more tech savvy demographic can easily identify it. But bro, that looked at least the picture where like maybe not the insert here because like there's a bunch of people in the crowd. So it's like Taylor Swift. This would have been public. Yeah.
Yes.
This the one on the left looks like maybe like a music video that never came out. You know what I'm saying? Like or like there's some kind of like
I'm just noticing her face is covered with stuff.
Yeah, oh, I didn't notice that.
Look at her face, fam. Stuff on her face.
On the right.
On the right or the left? The right, that's just like face paint, right? Oh, or okay, it doesn't, I don't know.
No, the one in the stands, she has face paint.
Yeah.
The one when she's straddling the dude, there's things dripping off of her face.
Like almost like a vampire almost.
I guess.
I don't know.
A jizz vampire if you want to. Like he went crazy with that one still. He put jizz on attention on to Taylor detail. Face.
Listen, I wonder what the prompt had to be for that AI. Like that's crazy.
Wow.
This guy sat there and typed all of that shit out.
And that's what I was gonna ask. Like, I feel like it's more the AI company that is responsible. Like this guy typed a prompt. But this
he's not going and making that picture.
Yeah,
like he's going and typing in.
That's what I'm
saying.
Taylor
Swift in a cheerleading outfit with so and so on her face. Mm-hmm. You know, like
that's what I'm saying.
And it's doing it. But then again, the AI is not controlled by the company in a sense. Like the company created it, but the AI is learning and doing its own thing.
That's where AI gets scary, because how are you going to regulate this? They even had this with the AI music, where like it was like a fake Drake, fake.
Yeah, Ghostwriter.
Yeah.
Ghostwriter got big because he was dropping the Drake stuff.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
They were trying to sue him, but there's no law against it. There's literally no law against AI right now. But I think they were trying to pass something
with
AI.
Yeah.
I even had someone one time when I was DJing request that AI Weekend Drake track. Like he requested the AI track. I'm like, you know, this is the first time I ever played AI music, like, and had it requested. I was like, this is so weird. And I think
that slapped.
Yeah, and people were rocking with it. So you get into a tricky situation, because how come no one's calling out the company that did this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He didn't Photoshop it. He made it through AI.
Yeah. He literally, the AI made it for him. Yeah. He didn't like photo, like, or use Illustrator. That would have been like a little, but like, it's this AI company.
But it's hard because the company, it's not the company's fault. It's the robot. It's the intelligence that's learning and doing it itself.
It's not Zubair's fault.
We're going to have to say Zubair.
No, because they're on him. They doxed him already. Doxed his name, at least.
It's his fault for posting. the pictures.
Yes.
Because anybody could have, and who knows, there are, probably are people out there prompting the AI to do some weird shit like that, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's about taking it public that makes it the issue. If you're going to do that on your own time, do that on your own time. Have your own fantasies and stuff.
Yeah. For your private
AI
use.
Is there, but like, you can't blame the AI for coming up with it because that's its job. It just does that.
Yeah.
It's the only thing it knows how to do, and it's learning how to do it more.
But why is that a function of the, like, programmed into the AI? Like, there should be certain things where it's like, if they ask for certain things, like, you have to say no, or like, you have to sign the terms and agreement. Like, you have to click, I agree, you know, where it's like, you release liability, you know? Okay,
so maybe, yeah, because ChatGPT has, if you try to prompt anything about how to kill, how to rob, how to do any crimes really, or how to, or like anything having to do with crimes really, it'll say, they'll give you a prompt that says, you know, we don't do anything with violence.
Exactly. And that's how you save yourself that liability. Whereas this AI company, clearly it seems like there's no limits. I mean, they did a great job, but that's on the, like, we're going to have to start locking up computers, locking up AIs in jail.
But their progress, that company's progress, is based off of having no limits. An AI company succeeding is based off of whether or not they have limits.
How limitless
they can get.
That
makes them more like you're more enticed to use that one than you are to use another one, right? It makes them more popular in that case.
So where does Zubair go from here?
Like, well, listen, fam, they're going through these slides from the Antique Swift, and the Antique Swift, like, I'm scared. I'm afraid to even be covering what she's doing, because she seems like she can go find our address, bro. Goodness. Zubair Abdi lives in Scarborough, Ontario, at the east border of East York.
Oh my goodness.
Impoverished neighborhood, and allegedly dropped out of college. We just need a list of possible addresses and confirmation so we can finally take this freak down.
Yo, someone needs to check her, because that's a threat. That is a legal threat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That is a full-on threat that can be shown in a court of law. Like, what do you mean, take that freak down? Are we going to murder this guy?
They found it.
I'm not even going to put this part on the podcast, gang. I'm sorry. We're going to save Zubair, bro.
This guy lives like not too far from me.
That's down the street. That's crazy.
Damn.
Nah, that's a mess, because he probably has family.
Oh, he took his Twitter down.
83,000 followers. Yo, this guy's a whiz, an internet whiz, bro.
The man had to take his Twitter down. That's crazy.
Well, he privated it, so he's still up.
But he had to private it because the Antique Swift is on his head top, bro.
This should not be allowed. This is
illegal.
Yeah.
Doxing is illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know in Canada, but I know in the States, in certain states, it's illegal.
Yeah, this trumps the posting of the AI pictures. This is worse than that. Posting of somebody's address. Like, now, here's the thing. Now, if something happens to Zubair or that guy, now this girl is going to jail.
Antique Swift.
This girl is going to jail for life, because that's a murder case on her if that happens, or, you know, some shit.
Like, why is she going, like, I don't understand these, like, hardcore Swifties or even just hardcore fans where it's like, yo, this Taylor Swift does not know who you are.
It's not happening to you, bro.
She's not riding for you that hard. Like, why are you willing to murder for friggin' a couple good songs? You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
He didn't even ruin her career with that. It's just like a fringe small minority of, like, people on Twitter who are probably like, yo, this is sick. Or if, like, anything, yo, is this real?
It boosted her streams and boosted her stuff for the moment, just because now everybody's searching up Taylor Swift. Nudes. Blank this, Taylor Swift blank that, you know, like,
this one's willing to take a bullet for Taylor Swift, it seems like, bro.
But Taylor Swift does have a very squeaky clean kind of girl next door image, and a lot of her fans are probably children.
Yeah.
So I can understand them trying to protect that. But exposing the man's address,
that's not no kid shit, bro. That's
disgusting.
Some adult things.
Let the labels do that.
That's some real life stuff. Cause now it's not even like just for the Taylor Swift fans. Like, bro, everyone knows this guy's address now. So what if someone had a problem with Zubair from before? And it's like, yo, we know exactly. We know where his mom lives and he lives with his mom. Like, you know, that's scary, bro.
Yo, Zubair, we support you, man. Okay. Or at least I support you. I'll put that on me.
I don't know how much I support you, but, like, I don't want you you know what I'm saying? Getting
just keep your fantasies to yourself, man.
Yeah, man.
Just
don't keep post no more. To
yourself.
Yeah,
we don't want to see the Beyonce one next, bro.
Yeah,
or maybe just send it to us. DM.
We don't want no harm.
research purposes.
We don't want no harm. No harm coming your way, bro. And I guess in a sense, you did blow up off this. So
he should definitely do the Meg Thee Stallion next because of the beef that's going on.
He could charge people. Like, what if someone's like has a girl like on Instagram and they're like, can you AI this girl to be nude?
He should work for OnlyFans.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's
he can make OnlyFans.
He should work for OnlyFans models.
Yeah.
Like AIing their bodies so that they don't even need to do anything.
We workshopping ideas.
Come
over
on
here.
Now. Come on now. Yo, Zuber, hit us up, bro. Hit us up, man.
Ideas,
bro. Bro, that's actually so crazy because like
come on. He's in the wrong field right now.
Like, yeah, for example, like say there's a porn star with OnlyFans. Let's say like Sky Bree. You can be like, yo, AI Sky Bree on a boat in her bikini. And then like you post that on like an OnlyFans and people be like, oh, she's on a boat, like $10 a month or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Save
like,
you the time of actually getting on the boat.
There already is AI OnlyFans models, like completely AI. Like
that's so weird.
No human involved.
And it's known. Mm. It's known that this is like a conjectured image. It's not even a real.
Yeah.
I don't think every user knows that maybe person's
not.
AI.
Yeah, maybe not. But it's known that there is AI OnlyFans.
Yeah. But I feel like if it's in there with a whole bunch of other girls,
you can't
User can just might just subscribe to that one girl and not know she's AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it's like every time he shoots her a message, she responds like in a second because it's AI. You know what I'm saying? So like the typing is like so fast.
Some OnlyFans models have their accounts automated.
It's like Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Because that's where they make most of their money is through the private messages. And sometimes they delegate that to like a manager. So like you're not really talking
answering,
to the girl.
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why make a guy answer when you could just make the program answer?
Scary world we live in, man. Holy.
Let's get out of here, man. Before we freaking.
Zubair, hit us up, man.
Yeah, man.
You should interview Zubair.
I think so, you man. Should. You that should. Might need to happen, man. Zubair, if you
don't
see
worry,
this.
We'll AI the face. We'll AI his face.
He could come in here and we'll do a whole AI interview.
We'll AI Taylor Swift on his face.
let me see what we got here for the road here. I think I might have to run that Circle Local again, man. Let me run that Circle Local again. Let me bring it back. One second here.
Every night, late night.
Oh, good episode, gang.
That was great. Yeah.
You stayed awake, man.
I did. But I'm not sleeping until tomorrow. So pray for B3, guys.
Pray for B3.
Oh, man. Shout out B3. I was supposed to call Dusty. Hold on. Let me just do this quick fast. One second, B3. Just give me a... Let me holler at Dusty quick fast.
Man, he's a good pops. He's focused.
He's focused, man. Damn.
Dusty is locked in
Locked in, man. That's good pops. Good pair of things. Right,
yeah. No, salute to Dusty Wallace.
We'll see him next week.
Yeah, man. Dusty will be back next week, man. I just put him on a jet. Now they all Italian. Way I'm dressed until I've been. Any week plans? Any big plans for the week, guys?
Sleep. I'm catching them Z's.
Oh, man. What about you, Zar?
Studio cooking up. Studio building the studio. Editing videos. You know what I'm saying? Video essays. You know what I'm saying? Back on my workout vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
finna
sir.
Get shredded. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be around, bro.
We gotta get started on our project.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Project.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna do an album. For the people who are still listening to the pod at this point of the pod, there will be a We Love Hip Hop compilation with a bunch of different artists
in the future. That's gonna shake up the city, bro.
For sure.
Let's do it.
We're gonna do that. But until then, man,
ask me, I'd rather hit them up one more time.
Hit us up on our website, welovehiphop.ca. Mix with the Cubicle place, Gang Gang. Gossip and Grace, Water Cooler Wendy. Tell your boss, We Love Hip Hop is on the air right now, man. And we are off of this.
Deuces.
Peace.
Crody, turn me up. Crody, turn me up.
Turn me up.
Hey, Crody, turn me. Hey, yo, what? Crody, turn me.
We love hip hop. Had to shoot his aim down from the nose bleed. Gotta get this passport.
This one of them, so you gotta do the Prince of Bel Air dance.
SF90 rounds red like a poker chip. Richie's hair still hood in the Strokersville. Pink slip in the glove for the ownership. Limping with the 30 on like a broke hip. Red flag giving blood.
We love hip hop.